morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from the beautiful and well-appointed studios of Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR-FM on your radio dial. Also 88.1 WSBR and Lee on their radio dial. I'm not sure. I like saying radio dial, even though it's not relevant
anymore. Yeah, how about it? But. Digital dial.
So good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning to all our faithful listeners. How was everybody's week? I know mine was good and hot.
It was pleasantly hot. Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, in the evenings, it was just right.
Yeah.
You know, it chilled right down when the sun went down, and it was in the lower 70s. It was gorgeous. But
it's summer. I want hot.
Yeah. Plus, we also have a good show planned for you, I hope, today.
You too. I'm going to be playing from the BBC series, The Gloaming. We'll be hearing from Fergus O'Farrell, Mary Doyle Kennedy, Michael McGoldrick, Paul Swankum. We played them before.
Yes, you have.
The Wild Rover, and Connor Maynard.
Connor Maynard.
He's from Dublin. So how about you, Farrell?
Well, we're going to go a little crazy today. I want to do some Flogging Molly and some High Kings, and then we'll settle it back down with the Irish Rovers a little later on.
First up this morning, we're going to be hearing from the Gloaming.
Thank you. safe from harm. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And what you just heard was from Michael McGoldrick. The name of the tune was Famous Last Words. Interesting title since there were no words in the tune, but nonetheless. And before that, you heard from Maria Doyle Kennedy with one of her co-songwriters, I should say, Fergus O'Farrell, with her song Safe from Harm. And we started off with a repeat from the gloaming Sheehan's Jigs.
Huh.
I like the Sheehan's Jigs. That's why I played them again.
Uh-huh.
So they were very good. And I like the gloaming. And there are three CDs for that. They're all BBC produced.
You know, I wanted to ask, and I was going to ask you last week, that name of that band that guy died that was in the movie
yes,
a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, The Frames.
The Frames. That's, thank you. That's all I needed to know. I got to write that down so I'll remember it. But I got to get a couple of his CDs.
So what are you going to play for us?
All right, we're going to start this second set off with, what is it, The High Kings?
The High Kings.
Tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush a boogle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Signal token, whistle out the marching tune, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beaten for the blessed warning light. Murmurs rang along the valleys to the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune, and our army buys her freedom at the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. must be together by the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. And an army fights for freedom at the rising of the moon. A mansion down in the county of Clare. Rosie was born by the roadside, somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killarglen one day. Neath her brightest shawl she was singing, and she stole this young heart away. For she sang, "Meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the road of Kildare. Think of the parents who reared you, think of the family name. How can you marry a gypsy? Oh, what a terrible shame. Parents and friends, stop your pleading. Don't worry about my affair. For I've fallen in love with the gypsy who was reared on the roads of Kildare. For she sang, meet me tonight by the campfire. Come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
went down from his mansion just as the sun had gone down. Turning his back on his kinfolk, likewise his dear native town. Facing the roads of old Ireland with the gypsy he loved so sincere. When he came to the light of the campfire, these are the words he did hear. For she sang me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. For she sang me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
Brian Call there, C-O-L-L, Brian Call, he was a big star in Ireland for about 10 minutes, played with all the big bands back in the day, and that's from the CD set we have called The Wild Rover. The name of the tune, if you didn't guess it from the lyrics, was The Roads of Kildare, of which there are several, I'm told. And before that, you heard from False Lancum for me. You hear them frequently on this show from either one of us.
Yeah.
That was Fugue number 3 was the name of that.
Fugue.
And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with The High Kings and The Rising of the Moon, and that came off their Memory Lane album.
Very good. Very good. So I was looking at the Irish newspapers like I usually do, and before I come in, the only news in Ireland, I'm sure there's other news, but there's going to be an eclipse this evening. Oh, actually now, because they're 5.5 hours ahead of us. So it was all over the papers. Sensational, handing out the glasses, the one that, you know, everything that you do during a total eclipse of the sun. So that's what's going on in Ireland, in case you were wondering if there was anything else newsworthy.
I saw the clip. It's going to be at the same time as, well, not exact same time, but in the same shot as Iceland, too.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah,
that's right. I saw
one.
That. Yep.
I saw it in the, what is it? RTE.
What RTE said. Yeah. I must have looked at the sink. Anyway, so number 10 from you.
No,
you're number 8.
8 for me, yep.
Here's a health song to you, Bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And a bonny wee girl for your wife. On the hills and the glens and low valleys grows the softest of linen so fine. And the flowers are all dripping with honey. There lives Martha, a true love of mine. Lovely Martha, you're the first girl I courted. It was you put my heart in a snare.
And if ever I should lose you to another, I will leave my Kells water so fair. For it's this one and that one may court her, but no other can take her from me. For I love her as I love my Kells water, like the primrose is loved by the bee. Some say that Kells water runs muddy, some say that it never runs clear. As I sit here alone in my study, it reminds me of them that's no here. Here's a health unto you, Bonnie Kells water, for it's there you'll find the pleasures of life, and it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling, and the bonnie wee girl for your wife, and the bonnie wee girl for your wife.
Turn around, open your eyes, look at me.
See, I would have swore that was freaking Celtic Thunder, but I was wrong.
Well, no, you were close, but anyway. And, excuse me when I look this up. And they kept singing Antokra, which means tomorrow. And what I was wanting to play from the very best of Celtic Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Was the star of the County Down. So that's what, the Tannehill Weavers is what we heard before that. So we're going to hear something from you now, Farley.
Yeah, we're going to start this one off with Flogging Molly.
Ah, number 11.
Number 11.
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown. Utter passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes that once was part of Dublin in the red rebel times. Ring a ring. Betrayed, I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy.
Ring a Rosie. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rural times. Ring a ring a Rosie. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rural times. I remember Dublin City.
Get over this album, I really can't. It's a very, very good album.
That had me freaking
tapping your feet there, Farmer.
Yeah, it's like the good old days when Van Morrison was younger and wilder.
Well, he was pretty wild today, I guess. If it wasn't for Ray, which is a great name for a song, from his album Remembering Now. And did you play a song in this?
I did. I played Flogging Molly's The Rare Old Times, and that came off of Drunken Lullabies.
So I'm going to real quick here on Irish history, today in Irish history. On August 16th, Patrick O'Connolly, in 1982, the Attorney General of Ireland, resigned in the midst of a political scandal. He had been appointed by the Taoiseach Charlie Huffy only 5 months earlier. On the 13th of August, Malcolm MacArthur was arrested at Connolly's house in Dalkey. MacArthur was sought by the police for killing a 27-year-old nurse, Bridie Gargan, in Phoenix Park on 22nd of July. MacArthur bludgeoned her to death with a hammer while she was sunbathing. Pretty brutal. And then he stole her car. This led to a nationwide manhunt. On the 25th of July, MacArthur responded to a newspaper advertisement. A farmer at Edenderry, County Offaly, was hoping to sell his shotgun. MacArthur turned the weapon on him, Donald Dunn, killing him too.
Uh-huh.
Then he returned to Dublin. It's unlikely that Connolly, meaning the Attorney General of Ireland, knew MacArthur had killed two people. Initially, the Attorney General was not held for questioning by the Gardaí and proceeded with a planned holiday to the United States. Garrett Fitzgerald, the leader of the opposition, cut short the holiday in France, his holiday in France, to accuse Huhy of mishandling the situation. Huhy then summoned Connolly to his home, where he accepted his resignation. Connolly was replaced by John L. Murray. The following day, Charlie Huhy, everyone called him Charlie, addressed the scandal at a news conference, calling it, quote, a bizarre happening, an unpleasant situation, a grotesque situation, an unbelievable mischance. The first letters of the four adjectives, grotesque, unbelievable, bizarre, and unprecedented, were taken by Conor Cruise O'Brien, a former Labour politician and longstanding critic of Huhy, to create the acronym GUBU.
GUBU.
Which is how he referred to Huhy from then on. O'Brien wrote, the more he insists on how GUBU the situation was, in which he had nonetheless permitted his attorney general to go on holiday, the more starkly Mr. Huhy illuminates the folly of his permission. GUBU came to be defining shorthand for Howie's tenure as Taoiseach. So I guess he had better days as Taoiseach, I guess. And now we're going to be hearing from Enya, from her very best of album.
Store.
Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield's Community Radio, 88.7 WTR DBR FM in Pittsfield.
And I'm glad that everybody enjoyed our show today, I hope. just kidding. I hope everybody has a good week. Please stay tuned to our show again next week and enjoy all the locally produced programming here at the station. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.